Masechet Kilayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. A vineyard, as we know, I've been discussing in the Perek, has to have a work area around it, which is 4 amot, where no other species can be planted. Vines, though, can grow in two ways. Number one, they can just grow on their own, and that's what we've been discussing throughout the Perek, a vineyard where the vines aren't trained, they grow on their own. The second type of method is where training happens, where they guide the vines in a certain way. When that happens, when the vines grow in a certain direction that is guided by the farmer, the qualifications or the requirements to be considered a vineyard are a little bit different. They're a little bit different in terms of the work area. Different qualifications apply in order for that work area for amot to be needed. So it's needed in all situations. It's considered whenever you have something considered to be a vineyard. The question becomes, when you have something where the vines are guided in a certain way, what is that called? When is that called a vineyard? Under what circumstances is that called a vineyard? And that word, by the way, is aris. And aris is a field where the vines are trained to grow in a certain directions. So the Mishnah is going to talk about that. Ezehu aris. What arrangement of trained vines is considered to be an aris, which is a vineyard where somebody then needs 4 amot, of workable area before he can farm next to that spot. He has to have a 4 amah gap of empty space in order to farm next to it. Mishnah says, Hanotea shura shel hamesh kefanim besada gadir shu gavoa asarat tefahim. Somebody's planting a row of 5 vines. Keep in mind, Beit Hillel held always that you need 2 rows in regards to making a vineyard. Here we're saying there's 1 row of 5 vines that's next to a wall that is 10 tefahim high, and that wall is holding the vines in a certain direction, or the next situation, or besad harichu amok asra tefahim verahav arba'a, or next to a hole, a ditch in the ground that's at least 10 tefahim deep and 4 tefahim wide, and the vines are being trained across the opening of that ditch. Either of these arrangement of vines is considered to be an aris. Notnin lo avodato arba'a amot. A person at that point has to give a work area of 4 amot next to this aris, this type of vineyard, where planting another type of species is asur, is off limits, is prohibited. Only after that 4 amah gap is he allowed to plant something else. So we see the difference between trained vines and untrained vines. Over here, the trained vines, even though Beit Hillel said earlier that you need 2 rows in order to be considered a vineyard, here we're saying if you have vines that are growing on a structure in some way, it's considered to be more of a vineyard and a person only needs 1 row in this situation. The next part of the Mishnah is going to talk about, we say that we need this 4 amah work area for an aris. Question becomes, where do you start measuring the work area from when you're planting these vines that are going to be supported by a wall, they're being held up by the wall? So normally, in a regular situation, a wall is considered to be a separation between the plants and the vineyard, and you don't even need further distancing at that point. You don't need a 4 amah work area. The problem over here is, the wall is not just supposed to be a wall that's supposed to be separating, but the wall's purpose is to support the vines. Therefore, you now need a 4 amah work area when the wall's purpose is holding up the vine. The question becomes, where does it start from? Where does that 4 amah work area start from? Mishnah says, "Bet Shammai omrim modedin 4 amot miikar gefanim la sadeh." If you have now, you have to picture on the right side of the wall, an amah away from the wall, you have a vine, and now it's leaning onto the wall, and there's a 1 amah gap over there from the base of the vine to the wall, but the vine is stuck now to the wall, and you want to plant on the left side of the wall, the other side of this wall. So where do you start from? Do you need a 4 amah work area from the wall itself or from the base of the vine? You may think that you have to start it from the wall itself, because the vine goes all the way up to the wall. Or you may think, you know what, maybe from the base of the vine, which is an amah into the wall, and therefore if I'm now planting on the left side of the wall, I only need 3 amot. And that's the opinion of Beit Shammai. He says, we measure the 4 amot from the base of the vine out to the field. So, one more time. If the vine was planted, I'll use east and west. If the vine was planted 1 amah east of the wall, and now the owner wants to plant on the other side of the wall, which is the west of the wall, he must distance those plants 3 amot from the wall for a total of 4 amot. One on the east side of the wall, and one on the other side, the west side of the wall. He has 3 over there, for a total of 4 amot. Bet Hillel disagree. Bet Hillel omrim min hagader lasadeh. A person has to measure 4 amot from the wall all the way to the field. So you don't measure from where the species are actually planted, but you measure from where the species end up, which is now on the wall. A person needs 4 amot space on the other side of the wall. So here Bet Hillel is a little bit more strict. All this was going on, the understanding that they had a mesorah, they had a tradition that linked an aris, which is a row of trained vines, with a 4 amam measure. It's all going with that mesorah, which told us that a single row is enough to be considered to be a vineyard when it comes to trained vines. But there's another Tana who tells us that this whole tradition of a row of trained vines and a 4 amma measure is teaching a whole different law. Not that you need a 4 amma gap between the species that you want to plant and this aris and this gefen. That's not what we're trying to teach. That the chidush, according to this first Tana, was the fact that one row is considered to be a vineyard, and therefore you need a 4 distance gap. According to this next Tana, no, they botched up the whole tradition. There's a different tradition that this connection of a aris, a row of trained vines, and a 4 amma measure, it came to teach us totally different. And that's what Rabbi Yohanan ben Uri is going to come say. Amar Rabbi Yohanan ben Uri, Rabbi Yohanan ben Uri says, To'im kol ha'omrim, ken, all who say like this, all who tell us that there's a mesorah, there's a tradition, that a single row of 5 trained vines qualifies as a vineyard, they're all mistaken. Because a single row of trained vines does not qualify as an aris. Bet Hillel are consistent. You need 2 rows in order to qualify as a vineyard. So what is the mesorah? What is the proper teaching in regards to 4 amot? Ela im yesh sham 4 amot mi'ikar gefanim v'lagader. What he's trying to say is the tradition teaches us that if there are 4 amot from the base of the vines where it's planted to the walls upon which they are being supported, notnin lo et avodato vezorea et hamotar. We give each vine individually its work area, which is 6 tefahim, where you're not allowed to plant around it. A 6 tefah gap around next to the vine, where you can't plant other species, but the grower is allowed to plant other species in the rest of the area between the vines and the wall. So according to the Rabbi Yohanan ben Uri, the chidush over here is that you're allowed to plant in the 4 amot. If it's being supported by the vine, the under it, that 4 amot next to it, is totally allowed to be planted from. And that is what he tells us, the halachic tradition is, that you're allowed to plant in the 4 amot between the base of the vine and the wall, as long as a person has the 6 tefach gap. That's the tradition that he has. The Mishnah is going to define now. I said 6 tefahim just now, but it's going to get a little bit of a machloket about how much space you need for a single vine for the work area. Bekama hi avodat hagefen. How much is the work area of a single vine? Answers Tanakh Kama, 6 tefahim lekol ruach. You need 6 tefahim in every direction. A 6 tefah radius where you can't plant another species. While Rabbi Akiva omer shelosha, you need 3 tefahim radius in every direction where you can't plant. That's the opinion of Tanakh Kama and Rabbi Akiva.